Hör den en viss del skara?
I wouldn't
think you would have heard any of the squatter.
What's he up to at the moment?
Squatter Doss? Well, he tends to lie a bit low, you know.
Really? Why is that?
Well, he that's the way he lies. A bit low, which is the best way to lie, I think, in my view. But Squatter was one of my very best friends, which is him and him. He is, in fact, my only best friend.
Mm-hmm.
The Squatter had this incredible quality, which was, I don't know how you can define it, but I would say it was, I'd say it's stupidity.
Yes.
Which very few people I've known have got to quite the same extent that Squatter has.
Yes.
I don't know if I've ever told you the story about Squatter and the ant.
No.
Have I told you about Squatter and the ant?
No.
Well, Squatter was in a terrible position.
Yeah.
He's in Bahrain, which is a pretty bloody place to be.
Yeah.
And there was this ant.
Yes.
Which had only one leg.
God.
And only one eye.
God.
And it was about 2 miles away from Squatter.
God.
It's a pretty bloody menacing position for Squatter.
Yes.
Who was equipped only with, a hydrogen bomb.
God.
Six grenades. God. And a few rifles.
Yeah.
And this bloody ant, one eye, one leg, was advancing towards Squatter at about, I'd say, about a mile every century, you know.
God.
Really speeding up.
Yeah.
I think the animal was on drugs.
Yes, or heat.
Or heat, yes, as you may say.
Mm.
And Squatter, with his extraordinary calm, took it very smoothly.
Yeah.
And do you know what he did?
No.
Nothing.
Good God.
He immediately did nothing.
Yeah.
And this stupefied the ant.
Yeah.
Stopped in its tracks.
Yeah.
It didn't move an inch for about 3.5 years.
Yeah.
But still Squatter was very much aware of the problem of the ant with all of one leg and all of one eye advancing towards him.
Yeah.
So he took up, strategic positions. About 5,000 men on one side and 7,000 men on the other side, all equipped with various kinds of guns and so on.
Yeah.
The ant was fairly pinpointed. But what was odd...
Yes, go on.
I will. Was the ant understood Squatter.
Yeah.
The ant realized he was up against somebody as good as he was.
There's some sort of... understanding between... They knew they were...
Equals. In a struggle, yes.
Yeah.
So Squatter, with a tremendous display of courage, put up his hands and surrendered.
Yeah.
And the ant, 5 years later...
5 years later?
Yes, 5 years later, crept into the hole, and Squatter was gone.
Mm.
And this is the extraordinary thing about Squatter.
Mm-hmm.
He was never there when he was wanted.
No.
And Squatter told me later that he had gone because he'd had to go.
I think that's...
That sums up Squatter for me.
Yes. It's a sort of a very simple approach to life.
The ant, these days, is writing his memoirs, the Sunday Telegraph. But Squatter...
Squatter refuses to come.
He refuses to comment on the whole situation.
He just won't.
I think you got right.
I think he retains his dignity.
Well, he retains everything.
Yeah. What I think is the tragedy about Squatter is that you know that one of these days...
Yes, one of these
days. One of these days, he's going to let fly with the most enormous fart.
Well, this is a tragedy about Squatter. I mean, one has tried to hush it up. One has attempted to put cushions up his arse. One has attempted to do many things. But Squatter, taken unaware, may give fly to the most enormous fart. And this will be his undoing.
Well, I just bet him luck.
But I wish him luck. At the same time, I wish him a strange sort of happiness.
Mm.
Death.
Yes, I think it's that would be the best thing for Squatter.
I think if death could come to Squatter now...
Rather than the other way round.
Yes.
I think we'd all be very happy.
I think so.